Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we talk in a radio here. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Minnesota native, what he's doing with his foundation and the University of Minnesota. We're going to talk to Chad. We think it's around 1:15. Normally we break around 1:15, but it could be earlier, could be later. So we're going to try to squeeze in a quick topic here. Maybe break a little bit sooner, but we also get, because we play so many commercials on the station, because we do national news, we do local news, we do traffic and weather, for people who want to listen to the show, it's hard to say, hey, you haven't been on since 58, boom, you're going to take a break again. So I wrestle with that. That's why I'd like CBS News for a minute, local news for 2 minutes, and boom, get us back sooner. Okay, we've discussed the speed cameras before. I still think when I get arrested, I should have someone in law enforcement say, hey, I saw you speed. I believe in that concept still.
Just getting a ticket. I mean, when you're arrested, you certainly should have somebody in law enforcement. But
yeah, ticket.
Even just a ticket.
I do. I even think for a ticket. But then I'm further baffled how this is now happening in Minneapolis, and we're telling everybody the streets and the intersections where it's happening.
Because people like you have complained too loudly.
If we're going to do this to catch speeders, shouldn't we not tell you and then get you when you're in the act?
They've said the goal is not to be a fundraiser. The goal is not necessarily to catch speeders. It's to get people to slow down.
Well, then say we're doing it everywhere. Say we've set up, I mean, we have cameras. I think we probably would be stunned if we found out all the cameras we have all through every big city in America.
You just assume you're always being watched.
Yeah.
If you're in a big city.
Exactly. So just have the folks come out and say, we've now set up cameras everywhere within the boundaries of Minnesota, of Minneapolis, because we're talking about Minneapolis here. And we're, because the law allows it, we could hand out one of these citations at any point. They not only have told people, they've sent out 14,000 postcards to people in the neighborhood.
It's nice. I love getting a postcard.
Do you really like a postcard telling
you
can't speed because you're a lead foot? At this radio station, you're not Carter. Carter's ridiculous. Carter's big move is driving right behind the next person.
Yeah, and he's got the big threatening.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's playing Lee Greenwood really loud. I'm not proud to be an American. That's what he's playing. Okay. Motorists detected over 10 miles per hour or more. Well, he issued warnings during October. Citations could be issued starting November. When the citations begin, you get a warning for the first violation. Okay? Second offense, $40, then to $80 for motorists going over 20 miles over the speed limit. Drivers will be able to contest the citations. Up to 11 more high-priority intersections are going to be outfitted with cameras in 26, with up to 42 locations operating by the time the pilot ends in 29. So you're for all this?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with having
including
the cameras
telling
up.
People where yeah, they're going to be.
I'm perfectly okay with that, absolutely. If you're going to tell everybody, hey, just so you know, we got cameras up here, so maybe it's a good idea for you to slow down. If you can tell every single driver to slow their butts down.
There are not many locations. I could get 18th Avenue near Central, Chicago Avenue and Franklin, Nicollet and 46, 3rd Street near 1st Avenue in downtown. That's it. 99.5% of the people higher are going to say, whatever. I don't go by there, and so I'll just keep speeding.
They might, and then you might add cameras to a few more intersections and a few more. I'm just saying, you know what? People are going to complain and complain when they get a ticket in the mail because of getting, you know, caught via a camera. If you're telling them before the intersection, big flashing lights, hey, buddy, slow down. You can't complain.
We do that already, though. We got, you know, we got, and I know Jason says we can't have any sense of humor with our signs. Because that's going to distract, oh, no, because I chuckled a little bit. I just
laughing
was
too hard at the MnDOT humor.
Because oh, nothing's better. I mean, if I could Chappelle or MnDOT humor, yeah. It's a push.
Give me highway signs every time.
Exactly. You know, Richard Pryor in his prime. I can't tell who I think is funny. Are you okay with the numbers? The warning for the first violation. Second offense is 40. This doubles to 80 if you're going over 20 miles over the speed limit. You can contest the citations. You fine with that?
I am. I really am. I'm really okay with the whole thing.
So
I also don't drive in those areas.
Exactly. Exactly. So the obvious example, and I've used it before, this is low-hanging fruit. My kid's driving my car. It's still my ticket, right? That's it? I'm a little dubious of that. Chime in. Let me know what you think. Maybe you're all for it. Listen, we do have a speeding problem, and I don't have the solution to everything. Outside of, oh, I don't know, let's spend more money and get more highway patrol out there to try to slow these idiots down. And then let's not tell everybody where we're going to monitor you. I don't understand that. Hey, this is where we're going to check out for somebody robbing a bank, but these locations only. The other banks, we don't care as much. 651-461-9226. Let me know your thoughts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just another great tune. Obvious today, we go with the bumper music theme. This is a given. We're playing the Hall of Famers, Red Hot Chili Peppers, because we are fortunate right now to be joined by Chad Smith, their tremendous drummer, endless amount of Grammys for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chad Smith has a tie to this state, and that's part of this conversation. Born in Minnesota, parents graduated from the U of M. He has a foundation. I love that he has a foundation. He's launching his first ever scholarship at the University School of Music. A scholarship honors his parents who instilled a lifelong love of learning and the arts in the family. That's part of what Chad put out and his team put out in the release. And Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming on. Was it if you were going to do something at a university, because of your parents, because you're from here, was the U of M the automatic place to start?
Yes. you just set it up. Perfect. Yes, both of my parents graduated. They're both Gophers. And I was born there, actually. And lived in Richfield for a few years.
Sure.
So I have that connection. And our whole family does, obviously. So it was, yes, it was really important being, like you said, our foundation has this scholarship based around both my parents, that we wanted to do the big kickoff with you guys, and the school and everyone there has been so helpful and so nice. And the other cool thing I'm going to say, and you were probably going to get there, is that the kickoff is alumni homecoming weekend, yeah. October 11th,
right,
against Purdue, and we're going to whip Purdue, and I am going to perform at halftime with the marching band, who are doing a Chili Pepper medley halftime show.
I mean, that's tremendous. Now, did they pick out the tunes on their own, or did you say, hey, how about a couple of these? Did you play any role in the selections?
You know what? They were so great. No, they sent me a thing saying, they're very good about it. Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? They had a whole thing, like, all figured out. And so I was like, great, let's do it. Now, look, I'm not going to be marching. I'm going to be in the
come
band
on,
part
come
of the
on.
March.
Are you tempted to march?
I'm in the band. No, because they're going to go into the M, and I'm going to blow it, and I'm going to look. It's going to look like M period. We don't want that. So I'm going to play. I'm going to
Minnesota. Come on, Chad. Go to Minnesota. Come on.
I'll be stationary with a drum set, rocking out to a medley of probably our more recognizable tunes, hopefully. And they did a great job, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Can you give me at least one of the songs you're going
to
play?
No, you have to come to the game. No.
Come on.
No.
Okay, so.
I mean, you know the song.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah. Okay, for me, now, I graduated from Arizona State University.
And, party animal.
And, yeah, there was a little bit of that. And my son attended Purdue. So if I go, I mean, where's my, I mean, I live in Minnesota. I mean,
where is it? Where's again? Where is your you live there?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm conflicted. Okay, how long were you in Richfield before you moved, and where'd you move to?
I lived in Richfield about 3.5 years. My father worked for Ford Motor Company, and he was transferred to Dearborn in Michigan.
Makes sense.
So,
right?
Yep, exactly. So, and we spent a lot of time in Michigan. That's where I did a lot of my growing up. But the early years, like I say, Minnesota, and then my grandmother lived there as well. And so we would go back and visit all the time. And we have just a lot of friends in Minnesota that we still keep up with to this day. And so it's a special place for us. But yeah, I spent a lot of my other growing up years outside of Detroit, Michigan.
This is Chad Smith. What a great honor to have him on, and what a great gesture by him. So the fact that all this success, I mean, this band, this legendary Hall of Fame band, around since 1982, he has his own foundation. We're going to talk about the foundation a little bit more, but not only performing at halftime, but a meet and greet with Chad Smith at 12:45. How's that going to work? Has anybody told you about the meet and greet, what that process is?
Yeah, the meet and greet, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm going to be there, and whoever wants to come and hang out, and we'll talk whatever, you know. Yeah, we'll do, we're going to talk about, obviously, the foundation, and if I would love to have people involved in any way that they want to be, and hopefully there'll be some alumni, since it is homecoming weekend.
We can have
some of those people. But I just, you know, to get people excited about it. And again, because it's the kickoff, I figured it would be nice to have a little get together, a little more intimate thing. Yeah.
It's the Graduate by Hilton Minneapolis, right there by the campus. Excellent, excellent hotel. Okay.
Oh, good.
Do you remember by any chance the first time the band played here in Minnesota? Does that stand out for you in any way because of the tie to the area?
Well, I joined the group in 1988, so they may have performed
that doesn't
before.
Count. To us, to Dave and I, both fans of the band, pre-U doesn't count, right, Dave?
They weren't any good.
We don't even count.
They were
that.
Terrible.
Those 6 years don't count.
You know, And I think it's I don't know, some kind of a coincidence or not, but once I joined the group, we became very popular. I don't know.
Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence.
I remember playing, of course, First Avenue.
Sure.
I mean, that's like an iconic, as everybody knows in Minnesota. That was a big deal for me. I was like, oh my, this is Prince and the whole thing. But prior to that, do you have some historical information?
I mean, do you think we put prep into this show? I mean, come on,
You didn't go to Wikipedia,
Okay, so did First Ave live up to the hype?
It did for me. I just like, yeah, because there's not. When you think about it, in the United States, there's not a lot of really iconic clubs. There's iconic venues like the Madison Square Gardens and the Forums and the certain places, but like the Metro in Chicago and First Avenue, Fillmore's in San Francisco, stuff like that. Those are smaller venues that the Whiskey Go Go, blah blah blah, stuff like that. But like Prince's Club, obviously, is everybody knows that. So yeah, that's special for sure.
Chad Smith's with us. His foundation is launching their first ever scholarship. It's with the U of M, their School of Music. Again, honors his parents. And then he should be marching. We're a little disappointed that he's not marching with the band, but he'll be performing with the band Homecoming on the 11th of October when they take on Purdue. Is there one concert, okay, and let's go internationally. Let's leave the States. Where if somebody says to you, how can you capture the Red Hot Chili Peppers in one concert playing internationally? And you, guys have done hundreds and hundreds of shows. Is there one that stands out more than the other?
Well, I think that if audience-wise, and I've said this before, and it pisses off some of the other countries and cities, South America, they just go bananas. They love rock and roll, the culture, the people. It's like religion to them. And so Brazil and Colombia and certain places. But Buenos Aires, Argentina, there is a venue called the River Plate, which is a football stadium, or soccer, football for them. And it's like 60,000 people. And they just, I'm telling you, they lose their minds. They sing every riff. They sing every song. And in between, they go, ole, 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 red hot, red hot. Like loud, like deafening. They're louder than us. It's wild. It's to me, that's like, if you want to go and experience, any concert, I would assume, because that's just how they are. They love it so much. I mean, there's great places, Ireland, Spain. We're so fortunate people still come and see us. But yeah, if you wanted to go down to South America, I would recommend that for a rock and roll concert.
Two questions, and I promise I'll let you go. You're just great. I hope somehow we could do this again. You're so comfortable.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah, man.
Tell me about your foundation. I will say this. I have a son with significant health issues, and I came up with a foundation in honor of him. And I started donating money the last few years, and it means the world to our family that we're really able to help people out. So tell me about the Chad Smith Foundation.
Well, that's amazing that you're doing that, and you have a passion for that, and obviously a connection to that, and good for you, man. That's well done. Where you have an opportunity to give back, where you're in a position to be able to shine a light on something that you're passionate about and that needs that love and attention. Music was so important to me growing up. I knew I wanted to be a musician from 7 years old. And in school, I was so fortunate to have in a public school marching band, concert band, symphonic band, jazz band, a music theory class. And if I didn't have that, I wouldn't probably be here today doing what I'm doing. I certainly wouldn't have got through school. So as we know, lots of times the art and music are the first things that get cut out of funding, you know?
Yes.
And that's just, it blows my mind, because when people have art and music in school, attendance is up. They do better in the other subjects. Their family and their parents get involved. Graduation rates are up. All good things, positive things that art and music have. So I just want to have, you know, it worked for me, and it's authentic that I think that for me to be able to go forward and try to help somebody that needs a little help, needs a lift, whether it's financial or other ways. We have equipment and different things and places to play, and we want to get teachers involved. And of course, with Minnesota, we're going to help somebody go all the way through that really needs that, that's really passionate about music.
Beautiful.
And I just think that why not? I'm so lucky to be in this position where I've been successful in my program and my music and our band. And if I can get somebody to want to play or want to be in the music business or anything, that's great. I'm just so happy about that. And then, of course, honoring my parents and other people in my family are involved. It's a thing that we can all do together, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I just feel lucky and grateful, and I'm excited about it. And I'm so happy again, Minnesota, first place to do. We're going to have a great kickoff, and I'm so thankful. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, let's go.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's say you hang up on us in like 2 minutes and you say, I want to take these two guys to a concert, but it can't be our own. And we're both big fans of your band. So the three of us are going somewhere to see somebody else right now in concert, and you get to pick it. Who are we seeing?
I would go see Oasis.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too.
I don't know if that's your thing.
Yeah, I'm in.
But like, yeah, it would be fun, and they were at the Rose Bowl out here, and I would go. And right now, okay, if we left tomorrow,
yeah,
we could go to London and see them at Wembley.
Oh,
and that would be off the hook, because you know they're in their home, they're in England, and who knows if that's ever going to happen again. And so I think right now that's the best rock and roll concert. Let's go.
Will you pick us up from LA right here, and then we'll fly over? Dave, are you in?
Let me just gas up the jet.
Yeah, get it going. Yeah, Dave's got a jet. We can do that. You get here and get on Dave's. I had so much fun, and it's so meaningful that you're doing this to help out somebody else who wants to be the next Chad Smith and wants to do something completely different in music. And the fact that you have a foundation, want to help people out, I hope it inspires other people. I hope you have a great time in the 11th. And if we ever can talk again, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Appreciate you helping and keep doing what you're doing. Good on you.
Appreciate it, man. Chad
Smith.
I'll
see you at the game. I'll see you at the halftime.
Yeah, I'll swing down on the field. Chad told me I could come down. Yeah. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Peppers. How good was that? The drummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, has played here an endless amount of times. And his foundation, first ever scholarship to the U of M. He's going to be part of the performance against Purdue. I'm going to kill Purdue. I'll be just rubbing that in against Hunter. I prefer if ASU was beating Purdue. That's just me. But I think he enjoyed it.
Seemed like a lot of energy.
Yeah. What do you think? Right now he's talking to his handlers. God, that was terrible.
Likely.
Yeah. Also, we kept him like 6 minutes longer.
Yeah, that's all your fault. Entirely your fault. Thanks a lot. He may have had an entire day of interviews now screwed up because you went long, and now his entire day is going to go long, and he's going to be mad at you when he's late for dinner.
That's the producer's fault. I'm just talent. You know, you just put a script here in front of me, and I just read it.
And you've never met a stop sign you didn't blow through.
Yeah. I mean, did you tell?
Speed cameras would be all on top of you right now.
Did you tell me to stop earlier?
Yes, I did.
Did you tell me? Show me three or four times. Stop earlier. I forgot. I was enjoying
that
it.
That was good,
much.
Though. It's really good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Hot Chili Peppers all day. Really enjoy that with Chad Smith. Thanks to him for taking it just the right tone with the combination of sincerity and humor, relatability, Karen, having a foundation. That was great. I know our app has been in and out, so I hope it's back. I'll just be really honest.
Oh, here we go.
I only listen to the iHeart app because it's better than ours.
Because it works usually?
Because it works.
Mm, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, I like the apps. When you open it, you have to have a little guessing game. How are we going to do today? That's my
You like that? You like, can I listen to the show I
like
want
to
listen
to? I like to tap on an app. Well, whether it's, you know, an audio app or anything. I just like to tap on it and think,
great.
You know, this is a coin flip today. How are we going
to
do?
Lindsay knows that feeling each night living with you. Let's get to red flag laws.
That wasn't kind.
It was accurate. Red flag laws, they make sense. We should continue to expand them. We talk all the time about what are we going to do? Are we going to do anything? Should we try something? Can we even try things that we don't normally think is in our wheelhouse? I've tried to make that point over and over again that if I'm calling for people to make some changes, then I can't just sit there and say, nope, that'll never work. So I'm not for it. And Adam and Jordana had Jeff Mitrot on. We try to get Rob Dora. Rob is about as eloquent and accurate and can make the compelling case for his side as about anybody in the state. But Rob's in court all day. And I'm sure we'll talk to Rob again about this because I know not once but at least twice we've talked to Rob about red flag laws and they don't agree. Basically, it's pretty simple. Someone close has concerns about mental health and what might be about to happen with someone who they know well. There is an emergency order which removes a firearm for 14 days, 2 weeks. That's maximum, okay? If it's granted by a judge and there's evidence now of an imminent risk of danger, right? Okay, that's the theory. A longer-term order, which requires a hearing, can last between 6 months and a year. But there's evidence of concern, Dave. Doesn't this combine what we're talking about over and over again? We're talking mental health and guns and why didn't somebody speak up? And so often, hold on, my headphones there just briefly went out. So often people didn't know. And we can't stop. And my God, the attack at the church, the attack in North Carolina, the attack of ICE in Dallas last week, the Hortmans, Annunciation Church, Charlie Kirk, the ones we don't talk about that have happened today. So how can we combine a little bit of both? Where there is concern that someone is so troubled that there is potentially an imminent risk. So someone close, not just like a random stranger, you're not just getting out Google and pulling up a name. There's no proof of that. I know that it keeps coming up. Oh, it just randomly you're going to select somebody or it's vengeance and it's retribution. It's barely ever happened. But what has happened is frequent guest of our show, Jeff Mitrot, points out typical excellent reporting, the number of times they've stopped individuals who are troubled. So I get the potential concern that Rob Dorr has explained on the show multiple times. Where is that ability in the first 2 weeks to defend myself? Considering the circumstances in our world today, where we are trying to make progress, we're not going to stop everything. We know that. So just stop with, well, it wouldn't have stopped this, wouldn't stop that. We don't have, snap the fingers, there's never any more mental health, and there's never another shooting in the rest of our country. If you've got that one, please don't call me. Call the President of the United States. Call every senator. Call every mayor. Call every police chief and provide that, because we don't have it. This is now trying to get troubled individuals. For 2 weeks, they don't have access. And after that, you need a judge to examine what is going on and determine if there is a basis of fact to continue this. I wish we could do it in a day. I wish. We're very good friends. I see something happening with you, and I go through the proper channels through the state of Minnesota, because there are many other states that have it. And I say, I'm concerned about Dave and what's happened here. And I say at 1:44, I wish at 3 o'clock we could get a judge. It doesn't work that way. We don't have that expediency available to us. So for 2 weeks, we can't try this to see what has happened, because I can give you parts of the story. First of all, what do you want to say about it?
Let's do as much as we can. Let's, you know, red flag laws, let's keep going. And what else? Because it's got to be more. I mean, you talk about this specific scenario. You go to a judge, you say, here's what we need to do. You're putting a lot on the judge right there, certainly, to determine what meets the criteria for taking someone's weapons away. And there's going to be mistakes. You know, there's going to be times where perhaps there was no real threat, but the judge saw their evidence and said, you know what?
Well, but let's just go again here quick. The immediate temporary orders granted by a judge without a hearing, if there's evidence of an imminent risk of danger, a longer-term order does require the hearing and can last between 6 months and a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just so people understand
yes.
the difference, right?
Yes.
Right. So the judge has to see something. But when you have the ability to defend yourself and explain if it's going to be longer, you do have that opportunity.
Yes, you do. But even, you know, somebody who's, whether it's they are in imminent danger to society or not, if a judge says, I see enough here to take away the weapons for 14 days,
yep.
we'll revisit it after 2 weeks, there's going to be some people that are very angry. They weren't planning on shooting anybody. But you know what? If it stops just one school shooting.
One is enough.
Yes.
One shooting is enough. I don't buy, because the evidence isn't there, the aggrieved boyfriend, girlfriend, the angry sister, the upset coworker is just doing this to bleep with you. The evidence isn't there. Just a little more data, and then I want your feedback. Okay, 651-461-9226. It kicked in January of last year. Judges have used it to bar 281 people from legally owning guns for at least 2 weeks. That includes 10 people who had threatened violence at a school or daycare facility, and 40 who openly discussed targeting a workplace or engaging in a gunfight with police officers. Right then and there, it's enough. The Trib, with Mitrot and his team, a review of 301 cases filed in the past 2 years also revealed alarming gaps in the way the law is being implemented. Law enforcement sometimes drops cases or failed to appear in court, allowing firearms to fall back in the hands of several people who later committed violence. Because let's be honest, some of these law, as Jeff points out in the story, some police departments don't have the available numbers, finances to deal with this. Some in greater Minnesota, we're not really going to do it. And that becomes the big issue. Like, what do we, On that one, it's so typical of where people stand in politics. Well, guess what? Somebody in Candy, Ohio, or take your pick of greater Minnesota, if they're doing something in defiance of the law, maybe it's federal law, maybe it's state law, if you agree with the person, you're like, oh, good on you. If you don't agree, hey, follow the law. I get very worried when sheriffs decide, and thank you for doing what you're doing, decide, well, we're just not going to follow state law.
Sure.
Whether I agree with the state law or not, if it's passed and some of the laws in the state, I'm like, great, some of the laws in the state, I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? But we're just going to allow county to county, city to city to decide if they're going to enforce it? That's pretty crazy to me. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Of course, it's not going to stop everything. And of course, there's always going to be the smallest percentage of somebody who's just mad at somebody. The evidence shows that rarely, if ever, happens, but the evidence also shows stopping attacks from happening. Let's make this more available. Let's get more funding. Let's try to make one step forward combining mental health, guns, and individuals to try to get to some before they kill a family member, a neighbor. It's 2 weeks. 651-461-9226. All right, a lot of texts. Get to a call here in a second. A little more on Jeff Mitrott's story on red flag laws. Encourage you to read it. StarTribune.com. Jeff writes, Minnesota's embraced red flag laws faster than other states, according to the data compiled by Every Time for Gun Safety. First year, 137 petitions filed in the state, more than six of the 21 states with red flag laws. This includes Massachusetts, which enacted the law in 18. In their first year, by the way, 24 petitions. But money. According to the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, no state money is targeted going forward supporting the red flag law. The only funding has come from the federal government, which set aside $750 million for violence prevention efforts nationwide in 2022. Minnesota's received $5.9 million for the fund, but red flag law advocates note that the Trump administration recently cut $150 million in community grants to the program, about half of which is allocated this year. Okay, let's go calls and read texts. Let's go to Paul first. Paul, thank you so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hi, Chad. How are you?
I'm well.
I just wanted to tell you something about years ago when I was selling guns part-time at Gander Mountain. This was 35 years ago. I had a guy come in. He filled out the application. He asked me what would disqualify you. I told him domestic violence was one of them. And he made the comment, I only kicked her, you know what, one time. I said, I'm done. I said, I'm not even filling it out anymore. So he got really angry. I called the manager over. I said, I'm not filling out his application. Just by his comment. So, you know, I mean, there were things we could do, you know, if you want to take that extra step.
Well, that puts you in a very difficult spot, but also a spot, if you assume that responsibility, where you need to step up the way that you did. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Are you also going to tell the cars to remove all their knives out of their houses, remove anything that possibly could make an electronic device go boom? Come on. Okay. Again, that's where we're going to go. So, because any other thing in life has the potential to be used for harm, then we shouldn't try to do anything with the issue which kills the most people in this country, including suicide.
I don't think it's terribly close either. I don't think we have a lot of mass stabbings or mass bombings in this country. We got a lot of mass shootings.
Yeah. And anyone who uses something else that can be used in a violent nature, if we can get to them sooner, good. And if it's for a short period of time, and again, if I could snap my fingers and make the law better, even that day they would get you. They can't. What kind of information can they gather? Okay? So if it takes a period of time, it does. But this is just insulting hyperbole. And again, I'm not a slippery slope guy. Because that's where people want to go so often. Have I used it before? Sure, I have. But people just want to extrapolate or want to say, well, this doesn't stop everything. So the phrase that Jason was kidding me about the other day, yeah, I'll use it again. Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And you know what good is? Stopping one person. Among the text here. Hey, Chad, I'm a person who tends to be in the middle, but lean more right. Sounds like a great law. I don't know which side would be against this and why. Sounds like a great alternative to just banning guns across the board to all people. Well, more gun owners are going to feel like they potentially could be targeted because of this. I think there are some folks who also worry about the creeping of government and the law who feel like, no, wait a second, I'm losing my rights before I have a chance to defend myself. I think there's an argument that some of those folks can make. I would say, sadly, the condition of our country right now, we have to make some accommodations. Not in everything, but in this area, yes. The governor's also talked about, because we've been saying this from the start, there's not going to be a special session. Stop this. He's talking about now a constitutional amendment, saying, put it on the ballot. Let voters vote. Let's go. What did you say? What time?
50.
Let's go.
You do what you want to do.
We can do it. We can do it. Because a lot of polling numbers on assault rifles with the public, very high.
Yeah. Including the right.
I mean, when they're at 80-85%, and I know some people feel like they're ill-informed, and like some are, I think that's fair. But the polling, it would be heavily, heavily favored to pass if it's on the ballot. Let's see where that goes to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.